WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The Toronto-based band Sloan is one of Canada's most popular bands, but 17 years on, this quartet has yet to break through in the U.S. In 2006, Sloan released a 30-song album called Never Hear the End of It that's considered by many of its fans as the band's magnum opus. The group has followed this up with its shortest album to date, 13 songs gathered under the title Parallel Play. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
Oh, Canada. Our neighbor to the north seems to either export superstars, Neil Young, Joni Mitchell, and Murray, or to send over bands that are just as good as many American acts, but which never quite break through commercially here. I'm thinking of an excellent country band like Prairie Oyster. No, I know, you never heard of them. And then there's the power pop with ambitions music made by Sloan, who offer irresistible melodies and hooks that America continues to find eminently resistible.
I've got a way to think everyone around me is crazy. I've got a way to think everything that's back gets worse. I've got a way to push it down deep inside me. I've got a way.
Sloan is almost absurdly talented. All four members of the band each contribute individually written songs. They each play all the instruments in the band, thus allowing them to shift lead vocals and whoever wants to pound the drums or play lead guitar on any given song. Yet they also manage to maintain a signature sound. Sloan's style frequently harkens back to the close, chiming harmonies of the Electric Light Orchestra and the plaintiveness of Fleetwood Mac. Sloan may thus be slightly out of its time as far as music trends go, but that doesn't make a song like this new one, which is Wand, any less disarming.
Remember, I've forgotten that I met you before. It was your friend, distant friend. I really got to know before you lived your witch's wand. Climb up to the roof so we can check out the view. I think somebody spoke, but I didn't have a clue that you lived your witch's wand.
One reason Sloan may be dismissed as lightweights in this country is that, well, there's very little that's heavy about them. They're no good at sounding tough or menacing, as proven by one clinker here, Emergency 911, with its embarrassing attempt at a street cred refrain, quote, "I don't want no police round my door." On the other hand, they sure do know how to build a nice, big, billowing power ballad.
We'll be right back.
In a way, after 8 studio albums, this new one, Parallel Play, serves as a fine little introduction to Sloan music, an appetizer for anyone who wants to gorge on the 30-song power pop achievement of Never Hear the End of It from 3 years ago. Not to overstate cultural clichés about Canada, but there's something about Sloan's intrinsic modesty and politeness that may have contributed to their perceived slightness down here. But up in Toronto, they're probably holed up in a studio even as I speak, laying down tracks that will once again dominate their country's airwaves as I and a few other American fans wave at Sloan, fondly, wistfully, happy in our cult of admiration.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly.